Maria Reyes.
Sunny, I understand President Obama has celebrated an American sports team.
Reyes, let's begin right here in Washington, where President Obama has honored the World Series baseball champion Boston Red Sox in a White House ceremony. The president saluted the Red Sox for their charitable work and said the team helped unify a city scarred from last year's deadly Boston Marathon bombings.
With every game they played, the Sons of Fenway never forgot what it meant to wear the Boston uniform. When they visited bombing victims in the hospital. When they played ball with kids getting cancer treatment. When they started a program to help wounded warriors get treatment at Mass General. These guys were saying, we're all on the same team. And I think Big Poppy put it better and more colorfully than any of us could. I won't repeat his quote, but the point is, Boston and the Red Sox were one this season. And we knew last year, even as we mourned the lost and cared for the wounded and resolved to carry on, that the moment would come when the Sox would be champions again and the crowds would gather for a parade down Boylston once more. And that's exactly what happened. That's how this team helped to Boston to heal. And true to that spirit, in just a few weeks, something else we resolved last year will come to pass. On the third Monday in April, the world will return to Boston and run harder than ever and cheer louder than ever for the 118th Boston Marathon. That will happen. Bottom line is, I'm proud of these guys. As a baseball fan, I appreciate their comeback season, but more importantly, as president, I'm grateful for their character and their embrace of the essential role they played in the spirit of that city. You know, sometimes sports seems like it's trivial. It's just an entertainment. And then every once in a while, you're reminded that sports represents something else. And it has the power to bring people together like almost nothing can. And all of you should be very proud of what you accomplished. I know your fans are, and I'm grateful to you as well. So congratulations to the Boston Red Sox and Red Sox Nation. Good luck this season. May the best Sox win.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Getting back to the Boston Red Sox, they opened the long 162-game Major League Baseball regular season Monday with a 2-1 loss to the host Baltimore Orioles. The Red Sox will be back in Baltimore later Wednesday night for Game 2 of that series. We heard President Obama mention the 118th running of the Boston Marathon, which will be held on April 21st. The reigning men's and women's champions, Lelisa Desisa of Ethiopia and Rita Jeptu of Kenya, are returning to Boston to defend their titles, but they'll be challenged by what organizers are describing as Boston's fastest ever field. Seven men in the field have run faster than 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 30 seconds, including Lelisa Desisa, who also won a silver medal for Ethiopia in the men's marathon at last year's IAAF World Championships in Moscow. Dennis Kimeto of Kenya figures to be one of the Ethiopian strongest challengers in Boston. Kimeto has a marathon personal best of 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 45 seconds from his victory last year in Chicago, where he set the course record. Meanwhile, on the women's side in Boston, the top four finishers from last year's race are back to go at it again in Boston. They are defending champion Rita Jeptu, Meseret Hailu of Ethiopia, Sharon Cherop of Kenya, and Shalane Flanagan of the USA. Turning to European club football, the big matches this evening are in Paris, France, and Madrid, Spain. Paris Saint-Germain is at home against Chelsea of England, And Real Madrid will host Borussia Dortmund of Germany in first-leg quarterfinal matches in the UEFA Champions League. Chelsea's four-time African Footballer of the Year, Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon, did not make the trip to Paris. The 33-year-old Eto'o suffered a hamstring injury during the first half of Chelsea's 6-0 rout of Arsenal 11 days ago, and he failed to recover in time to make the trip to France. With Eto'o out, that could mean more playing time for another African striker on Chelsea, Demba Ba of Senegal. The UEFA Champions League quarterfinals got off to a tight start on Tuesday, with both matches ending in 1-1 draws. Bastian Schweinsteiger scored in the 67th minute to offset a goal by Nemanja Vidic as defending champion Bayern Munich of Germany drew with host Manchester United. Man U took the lead in the 58th minute on Vidic's header off Wayne Rooney's corner kick. Schweinsteiger scored on a half volley, but his night ended on a disappointing note. He was ejected near the final whistle after fouling Rooney and getting his second yellow card. In the night's other match, Brazilian star Neymar's 71st-minute goal gave Barcelona a 1-1 draw at home against Spanish rival Atletico Madrid. The visitors went ahead in the 56th minute on a spectacular shot by Diego Ribas that curled into the top corner. Second-leg matches in the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals are scheduled for next week.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Join with leaders like President Sirleaf.
Malaria stops footballers from scoring and students from learning.
And join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
United, we can beat malaria.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
Egypt easily topped the medals table at the recent African Gymnastics Championships in Pretoria, South Africa. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma filed this report.
Egypt dominated the week-long competition, amassing 30 gold, 22 silver and 20 bronze medals. South Africa came a distant second, with Algeria third, followed by Morocco, Tunisia and newcomers Angola in the 12-nation contest. Staying in Tshwane, Algeria surprised Egypt in the senior men's event as Egypt triumphed in the women's rhythmic gymnastics. Egypt dominated the junior men's and women's event. Alan Chadwick, the Southern Africa region gymnastics head, explains why.
The Egyptians brought a very powerful team as they had prepared very well for the Youth Olympic Games selection event, which was held in conjunction with this.
You've now got your best in Africa coming from this event. Does that mean they are automatically through? They now must just prepare for going to China?
Unfortunately, Lot, this is just the first step. It's a continental qualification process, and we had an international federation member here to oversee the junior competition, and he will take back to our international federation the qualifiers, and there is a sub-minimum score.
That was Alan Chadwick, the Southern Africa Region Gymnastics Head, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. Meanwhile, competition levels among female gymnasts has significantly improved. The Union of Africa Gymnastics Women's Technical Committee President, Paddy Chadwick, has the details.
The very impressive thing to note is the improvement made in the juniors, particularly in what we would call the lesser countries, which were Tunisia, Morocco, and Algeria. They have really closed the gap on the two stronger countries which are always in the lead, that is South Africa and Egypt. So the gap has closed. The difficulty has improved, as well as the quality of the work, because gymnastics is two components. It's difficulty and excellence.
That was Paddy Chadwick, the Union of Africa Gymnasts Technical Committee President, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. I'm Mark Omen, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Finally, with the National Basketball Association's regular season winding down, the Brooklyn Nets have officially clinched a playoff berth by shooting down the Houston Rockets 105-96 in New York. It was the first time the Nets beat the Rockets in more than 8 years. The Nets had lost 14 games in a row to the Rockets, dating back to March 6, 2006. With the victory in New York, Brooklyn also extended its home winning streak to 14 games, tops in the NBA this season.